on your mind? Weather Service says you're in Divide, Williams, McKenzie, Dunn, Mercer, Oliver, Golden Valley, Billings, Stark, Morton, Burley, Slope, Hettinger, Grant, Bowman, Adams, Sioux, or Emmons counties. In the south central, northwest, southwest parts of North Dakota. Or if you're in parts of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota, you have what they're calling a hazardous weather outlook. West Polk, Norman, Clay, Kitson, Roseau, Lake of the Woods, West Marshall, East Marshall, North Beltrami, Pennington, Red Lake, East Polk, North Clearwater, South Beltrami, Manoman, South Clearwater, Hubbard, West Becker, East Becker, Wilkin, West Ottertail, East Ottertail, Wadena, Grant, Towner, Cavalier, Pembina, Benson, Ramsey, Eastern Walsh, Eddy, Nelson, Grand Forks Counties, Griggs County, Steel Trail, Barnes, Cass, Ransom, Sargent, Richland, Western, and Walsh. You can get yourself the fine prize of some snow accumulations. Some with up to an inch in some areas. How does that constitute a hazardous weather outlook? Are they forgetting how hardy a bunch we are here? A band of light to moderate snow, some places up to two. Cooperstown to Fargo to the Minnesota Lakes Country. But roads are slick today as well. So, anyway, snow in the forecast. And then I get a kick out of this as you're looking as day one today and tonight, light snow. Up to an inch in some areas, blah, blah, blah. Days two, a chance of thunderstorms later Tuesday. We're going from snow to thunderstorms to, my gosh. Anyway, yes, just smile. Put a smile on, folks. It's all you can do. We welcome these change of seasons. Who knew change would mean blizzard, 70, snow. And but we are looking rather nice for Easter Sunday, appropriately so, and this Holy Week. I am Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, from the studios of 550 K-Fire, 910 KCJB, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, KTGO Tioga, and KLTC Dickinson. This is What's on Your Mind, and we want to know what's on your mind. You call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Fargo the movie. And now Fargo, the television series, which is getting all kinds of critical acclaim and debuted last night with some big names in it. Good thing or bad thing? You know, the whole, yeah, you betcha, yeah, you know, all that. Good or bad? First admission, I didn't watch last night. The movie didn't do it for me, so the television series wasn't going to do it for me. I've sort of given up on television series in general. I want to know the facts, and if it's not true, even though the Coen brothers claim this is true, which it obviously is not based on a true story, that's sort of tongue in it. But I'm more interested in what you think, because it's us they're mocking here. You know, the flannel shirts, the hats, the yeah you betches, the lingo, they're sort of mocking us. Yet how many communities have a movie and a television series named after them? You know, how many states can claim that? The state tourism folks are meeting here celebrating this because it's another reason to come. It's another way to get your name on the map. So that's good, but the stereotype, the perception, is that good or bad? I'm curious what you think. 800-228-0550. I know it doesn't bug you, Todd, because you talk like that. That's you. That's just you. That's just Todd the Radio God. Yeah, you betcha.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, for crazy, for funny. How do you spell for funny and for crazy?
F-E-R. So,
did you watch? Do you like it? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing? And, you know, we're getting attention.
Yeah.
But we're also, laying out a little stereotype and a little bit of an accent there. Help or hurt our image? What do you think? You watched, and what's your review of the series, Mr. Mitchell?
Great, we got to start out with me. I got to admit, I was sort of disappointed with it. I thought it was, the movie was dark but had its Midwestern charm. And I guess I felt like the TV show was kind of lacking the charm factor of the movie. That said, Billy Bob Thornton played his role perfectly.
Now, that's not a word I would have used about the movie Charm. You know, I don't know if, you know, the... The senseless acts of violence.
Yeah, we have charm, yeah. We have charm, yeah.
That wood chipper is really charming. When maybe I'm just a fuddy-duddy, a curmudgeon. I don't get it, but that's not entertainment to me. I thought the movie was stupid, and I hate stupid movies. But I actually like the fact that there's a movie named Fargo and there's a television series named Fargo, because I think that gives, you know, anything, you know, just spell our name right and talk about us, and that's an okay thing.
That definitely helps.
Yeah. Is it help or hurt? Good thing or bad thing? You tell us. Dan says, not shot in Fargo as with the movie should be entitled Bemidji. Yeah, well, that's showbiz, right? They're never shot where they say they are. But
I mean, his point is very valid, though. I mean, it really would be more accurately titled Bemidji, but then, yeah, what's the point of watching? There was a movie Fargo. There hasn't been a movie Bemidji. But
it's a Facebook's folks weighing in on this, but we want your take on this at 800-228-0550. That's the telephone number you dial us up on, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Whatever is on your mind today, you might not even care about the television series Fargo or the movie
Plenty of people said that Fargo Theater was pretty crammed full as we
They had to turn people away.
So obviously there are plenty of people that, you know, are into it.
The television series is getting a lot of buzz. A lot of folks are really revved up about it. So was it, you know, some critical acclaim out there as well. And kind of extends the brand there a little bit. But again, I asked, does that help or hurt? 701-258-0550. Also you can email us studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Always welcome your comments on Facebook as well. Later this hour, Mike Swenson's going to be here from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. He's the chief engineer at Missouri River Basin Water Management for the Corps. We had a call earlier, and we always pride ourselves on getting you answers to questions, and it was a valid topic. A lot of snow in Montana, more of it here. What's that going to mean for the Missouri? How are they managing it? Given the last few years of history, that's a question we ought to be asking often. And we will today on your behalf. If you have any specific questions for the Corps and management of the Missouri, here's your guy coming up bottom of this hour. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the whole hour. It's a talk radio town hall. So get ready to ask your questions of your congressman. He joins us every Wednesday in the talk radio town hall. And when you call, if you press 1, you can leave a message. And we'll get your question in queue for Kevin. Pat Mandan, you're first to go here on What's on Your Mind. What are you thinking today? All right. Let me be the one that brings Pat on the radio. Sorry, now I can hear you, Pat. Go ahead.
Okay. I saw the Fargo movie. I have not seen any of the Fargo TV show. But if people are offended, they're offended too easily anymore today. Get over it. Be proud. You know, I mean, they're making light of a few things, but those people have those things in their life. I don't know why everybody should get so upset over small things.
Agreed.
Yeah, well, I certainly agree with you in your larger point of people being too easily offended these days. It's just kind of something in our culture. Do you think some people just go through life looking to be offended? That's my take. You know, they just have a sort of dour outlook, and so they're just waiting on a hair trigger to jump or pounce on something that offends them just because, I guess, you know. It says more about them than us.
I believe that we have flopped way over too far politically correct. I just believe that you have to, there's life goes on, and I mean, you know, be proud of what it is or turn it off.
Well said. You can always do that, right?
Right.
So on balance, this Fargo movie and now the series, good thing?
I think it's okay, personally. Like I said, I have not seen any of the TV part, but hey, I'm from Deadwood. And if you saw the HBO Deadwood series, you talk about, you know, something that was a lot of people thought was terrible. It was life.
Appreciate the call, Pat. Nice hearing from you. 800-228-0550. Let's go up to Westo. Bob, what do you think?
I think that Fargo movie, as it has been, should have been turned off and whatever. I don't listen to it. I watched it years ago when it first came out. I think I watched maybe 10 minutes of it. And
Were you offended by it, Bob? Would you see him mocking?
I just did not like this here Norwegian broke in it or German broke or whatever. They tried to do that, but there isn't. And there is no really, we talk normal up in this part of the country. We don't go, ya betcha, and everything.
Oh, so now like, Bob.
Bob talks normal. I don't know that I talk normal.
Now Bob. Come on, Bob.
Bob's the benchmark. He's the...
My then-wife rented it thinking it was a documentary. No.
I could say that too, you know, by golly.
Well, yeah, for sure.
They want to listen to good stuff on television and TV or radio. Just totally
we need more
A-S-Y-R.
Shows like this, you know. Yeah.
Bob, more coming up, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Brand new hours at the North Dakota Truck Wash. They're now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now that you're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, does that mean less wait times at certain times of the day, Megan?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, any time after dark, we can guarantee a shorter wait time. We'll still have a full staff running at all hours of the day and night. So come on in and check out our evening hours.
Two heated bays. Call them at 701-628-1550 for wait times. North Dakota Truck Wash, truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle in Stanley.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Wednesday edition of the program, 800-228-0550. Hoping there's not snow where you are, but it's a possibility today in a big part of the audience. Slick roads to accompany it, but thunderstorms on Thursday. Go figure. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Yeah, forget about the snow. I have a pizza, a hot stuff personal pan pizza. Couple of cookies and a 20-ounce fun pop of your choice make the day a lot better. That's right. And those four items are only $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location near you. Bismarck, Mandan on the west, all the way to Bemidji up in the great northwest, and Dilworth and Glendon on the east down to Wahpeton. There are Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, Castleton. You're going to find one near you. Valley City, too. PetroServe USA locations, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. Let's get back to the phones here. Travis and Minot listening on iHeart. We love our iHeart listeners. And Travis, tell us what's on your mind on this fine Wednesday.
Well, I got two comments to make, I guess, regarding the Fargo series. One, way back in the late 90s when that show came out, I actually moved from North Dakota to Nebraska and took a job there. And when we watched the movie, we were in North Dakota and couldn't believe, you know, how ridiculous the embellishment of the accents were. But what I learned after being in Nebraska for 2 years and coming back home is the fact that we think we talk normal, but the reality is that's what we sound like. So it's kind of hilarious in a sense. And I guess to take offense to it is, you know, there's no need to do that. It is, all of us have regional accents. And, you know, the reality is whether we want to believe it or not, that's the way we sound. So it's just kind of comical. The other item is watching the series last night. I think I was actually pretty appalled at the violence, and, you know, I don't think that portrays the citizens of this region appropriately, and it really, that part of it was disgusting to me.
Well, see, that's how I felt about the movie. You know, I watched the movie and thought, you know, this is supposed to be funny and entertaining, and, you know, I get it's you know, it's make-believe.
Travis,
it's fiction.
Do you think the TV show is even darker than the movie?
Well, the first episode last night, I mean, the movie wasn't great, but we start out, and I didn't get to watch it until about the middle of the show, but I don't know if I'll turn it back on again. It just, I was just kind of repelled by it. And
I gotta admit, that was my takeaway too, is that, wow, did we need to be this dark to get the message out there?
You know, I think a good show would consist of comedy showing, you know, our unique characteristics and, you know, fine, embellish our language, you know, the way we speak. I think that's accurate, and maybe we have quirks about us, and I think that'd be great, but, you know, when the guy takes a hammer and beats his wife to death, and they show that, and they show the blood and the gore, and the cop gets shot, and they show blood spraying out from behind him. I just think it's over the top.
Yeah, why is that entertaining? I don't get that at all. Exactly. I really don't. I don't know how people. Why does that need to be? There's just so many better stories to tell without that. I don't get it. But you know, I guess I'll never get Hollywood. Travis, appreciate you sharing your thoughts on that. Thanks. Ed in Minot, listening on KCJB. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, guys. I get asked more if I'm Native American than Norwegian or German. That's when I talk to people on the phone.
Sherman?
Yeah.
Anyway, yesterday afternoon, I got a call from a really nice lady from the University of North Dakota. And they were doing a survey for the state about the highways, the road construction, all kinds of stuff. They're about a half an hour. And talked to her and filled in with the blanks there. And just thought I'd let you know that they're doing a little survey.
Okay, and what kinds of questions? What were you asked?
Okay, they asked about the snowplow operators, all the signage was in general. All the conditions of the highways, how the road construction signage was, texting, drunk driving. We covered a whole bunch of stuff. She talked about even the website and stuff. So they're just doing a general, I guess.
And sound like a North Dakota Department of Transportation deal, you think?
Yes, it was. And she was a pleasant lady there, and we joked a little bit and moved on. But they're just checking on themselves, see what kind of grade they're going to give themselves, I guess.
Heck of a deal.
I think they're doing a good job. Whatever, you know, everything they're doing is doing a good job. So, you might get a call.
Yeah, there you go. We'll help them out. Give them a little guidance, Ed. Appreciate the call. Telephone number is 800. You too, 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Emailer here says, was not the Fargo dentist beaten to death with a hammer a couple of years ago?
Yeah,
but again, I don't think anybody denies, you know, some horrible things happen in real life. Do you need to put them into a movie meant to entertain people? I don't know. That's sort of
I guess my takeaway about that is, perhaps to set a story up, you end up needing a certain amount of that. I just thought they put far more in than they really needed to be able to get that point made. But individual results may vary.
Facebook comments here. Bill says they did mention the big gun syndicate out of Fargo. Thanks, Hollywood. Now, not only are we thought of as a snow bear in hell, now we are also thought of as a bunch of gun runners. Ryan says, didn't watch it, but liked the movie. They really could do without the over-the-top accents and stupid stuff that nobody up here actually does. Lloyd says, it hurts. Makes us look like a bunch of munchkins. Miranda says, I love that movie. It's so stupid, it's funny. Yeah, I guess that's part of the shtick, right? To be so stupid, it's funny.
Travis earlier makes a very valid point. We think we don't have that kind of a dialect going on. Go live in a distinctly different part of the country for a while. You'll quickly discover when you come back, like go away for a year or two, then come back. There's a little bit more of it than you realize when you're here every day.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's get back to the phone here. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm on the air.
You are.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just want to make a quick comment about just TV watching and movies in general. I think most people have a point where they say enough is enough. TV's gotten so bad, why even have TV? Movies have gotten so bad, why go to movies anymore? For me, it was about 6 years ago, we got rid of our TV. We just very seldom ever go to any movies. You just wonder, has the TV industry, the entertainment industry, reached the point where we should just boycott it and say the heck with ya? There's nothing of any value that's left or very, very little anymore. Just thought I'd throw that comment out there.
Gotta look for them, that's for sure. I've got a lot of rave reviews on God Is Not Dead, the movie that's out there right now. There is Son of God, which is a good Holy Week movie. Heaven Is For Real coming out. There's some there, but you're right. 90% of them are something else. Let's get Wayne in here quickly. Wayne, what's on your mind?
I'm calling about Fargo. Why they named it Fargo? The movie took place in Minnesota. There was a couple scenes in North, first scene in the bar in Fargo, and then the end is with this motel in Jamestown. And yeah, we talk funny, but everybody does. We were in Philly for the Frozen Four this last weekend and visiting.
You're talking a little funny there, too. Hang on, Wayne. Yeah. We'll finish on the other side of the break here. Hang on one sec.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items, burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large, order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract. and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Top of the hour with Todd Mitchell. I'm Scott Hamm. This is What's on Your Mind, brought to you today in part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, great resource on the $30 billion in economic impact from this industry, the 60,000 jobs, the path towards energy security, and also the efforts underway to meet the challenges in oil country. NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. Jim and Fargo. Wayne is gone. Wayne, I think, was taking issue with the fact, if you think we talk funny, go to Philly. So I got his point. We just were a little tight on the time there, so I didn't get all of Wayne's comment. Apologize for that. But let's get Jim's in here. Jim and Fargo, and then we'll go to our guest. Hi, Jim.
Yeah, see, certainly we have a role, but I guess, to me, Busta sounds is a lot more pleasant to the ear than the MF word that you hear out of the big city. So I guess people should accept the fact that every section of the country has a dialect, and it doesn't mean that you're a hick. It doesn't mean you're anything other than that's where you live.
Yeah, there's a fair comparison. I'm with you on that one. I'll take Busta any day. I quite like it. You betcha. We're funny.
All right.
All of our little sayings. Well said, Jim. Thank you. Appreciate that very much. We had a call earlier this week or last, I forget which, from a listener that said, hey, there's a lot of snow in Montana, and I'm starting to wonder how the Corps is going to manage this as that water makes its way to the Missouri. Could you get the Corps of Engineers on to answer any questions about how that's being handled? You asked. We answered. So Mike Swenson, Chief Engineer, Missouri River Basin, the Water Management of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, is with us on What's on Your Mind to answer your questions at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Mike, thanks for joining us today on the program.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So set the table for me on the snow out in Montana. Is it above normal, about at normal, and is the listener right that there's a fair amount of snow still out there?
Yeah, our mountain snowpack, and we basically look at two different reaches, the one above Fort Peck and then a reach from Fort Peck to Garrison. And currently the snowpack above Fort Peck is 128% of normal, and the snowpack in the reach from Fort Peck to Garrison is 137% of normal. So, yes, it's quite a bit above normal.
All right, so what's that mean for the Missouri and specifically folks in North Dakota?
You're referring to reservoir levels or river levels?
Well, both, I guess. I mean, how walk us through what you do when you got in the cases of the two regions you mentioned in the mountain snowpack at above normal, how you go about managing the flows.
Okay, so just a little more background then on our current runoff forecast. So we take the information from things like the mountain snowpack, the plain snowpack, predicted conditions in the basin, and then we roll that up into what we call our runoff forecast for the year, which is measured above Sioux City, Iowa. The Missouri River Basin runoff forecast for this year is currently 32 million acre feet, which is 127% of normal. This puts it just slightly above what we call the upper quartile level, which is the runoff that we would expect to occur about one in 4 years. So we got above normal runoff forecast, but we do have reservoirs in good position to capture the runoff from that. And for example, Fort Peck is currently 8.9 feet below what we call the base of the annual flood control zone. And that's the zone that we use to capture water from these runoff, and then it's used to meet the authorized purposes throughout the year. And so because of some dry conditions back in 2012, that reservoir is actually, as I mentioned, 9 feet below the base of its flood control zone. So we do have quite a bit of room, extra room this year to capture runoff. Garrison is just a little less than a foot below its base of its annual flood control zone. And just kind of overall what we call system storage, which is the six reservoirs combined storage. We're still in good shape there. Current system storage is 53.8 million acre feet, which is below the base of the system flood control zone, which is 56.1 million acre feet.
Mike Swenson is with us, Chief Engineer of the Missouri River Basin Water Management Group of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. We're talking about snowpack and runoff and the forecast. And any questions or comments for him, welcome. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. So snowpack above normal and runoff above normal. That's the bad news. That's what you're watching. The good news is it sounds like you have more capacity or enough capacity in the reservoirs that's not going to putting anybody in any situations like we have been over the last number of years that obviously concerned the caller that asked about this.
That's
fair
correct.
Fair statement, Mike?
Yeah, that's correct. And, you know, just in terms of releases from, for example, Fort Peck and Garrison, Fort Peck's release for this summer, we're showing 10,000 CFS, which is pretty close to average for the summer. Garrison's releases were showing about 29 to 30,000 CFS, which is slightly above normal, but not anything that will cause any issues downstream.
And how are the releases scheduled and timed? Is it based on, where the reservoir is at, or does it happen regardless? I mean, in other words, you keep as much capacity as you can until a certain point and then start the releases. Walk us through the protocol, if you will, on the releases.
We update what we call our runoff forecast on a monthly basis, and then that runoff forecast is used in our reservoir studies. And so we take a long look out several months at where we are in terms of storage and releases, and we make adjustments to the, our plans based on what we're seeing there. And then we do run shorter term forecasts that, are updated every week. And then we kind of fine tune the regulation based on that type of information.
In years past, there's been criticism of the Corps of, adding to the problem. I don't want to use my $20 words today, but based on the timing of the releases and whatnot, have any adjustments been made based on in other words, year to year? Do you watch it to say, whoa, that release caused this? Have there been changes made along the way? And in other words, folks worry about that. They say, well, boy, you're causing the problem. What do you say to that, Mike?
I would say we're continually, as I mentioned, monitoring conditions in the basin. Things like the plains and mountain snowpack, basin soil conditions, rainfall events, and we try to use all that information to, regulate the system in such a way as not to cause damages.
And by and large, as you look at this year, obviously, you know, you started with the headline of snowpack being up and the runoff forecast being up, but giving us some good news of the reservoir capacity being down a little bit, so you have more to be able to take the extra snowpack and the extra runoff as a result of the snowpack. Do you should people worry? What's your worry level?
Well, I think it's always important for everyone, you know, to remain, vigilant in areas, by the river and, you know, for those folks. We don't have a worry level at this point, but, you know, as we know, things can sometimes change in our basin. And so, we've tried to keep the lines of communications open. We have regular press releases that go out. We have, basin update calls every month. And our, as I mentioned, our runoff forecast and reservoir forecast are all regularly updated on our water management website. So, we don't have a worry level at this point, but it is important for people always to remain, aware of changing situations.
And what kind of a timeline have you got here? Is this, extended a little bit of the winter hanging on for dear life here with some snow this week, slowing things up at all?
Yeah, we're kind of watching the snow right now. It kind of looks like it's peaked, but it's a little early to tell. As you mentioned, we have, winter kind of hanging on a little bit, so we'll continue to monitor the snow and see if it indeed is peaked or whether it's, continues to climb. If it stays cool, then that generally, delays the melt of the mountain snow some. And that could be a good thing if it just kind of goes off gradual instead of having one big fast warm up and things like that, affects how much runoff we get out of it.
Bottom line, how will this season compare to others?
I think I've, pretty much covered it. We'll have above normal runoff, but due to where the reservoirs are right now, particularly like at Fort Peck, we'll see pretty much normal summer releases. Garrison slightly above average releases, but again, nothing too out of the ordinary.
Uneventful is how most folks would probably want it, and sounds like they're going to get it that way, huh, Mike?
That's the plan right now.
But be vigilant.
Yep. I would say
got
yes,
it.
Be vigilant.
All right, folks. Well, there you go. So the caller was right. There's a lot of snow in Montana, and that's led to forecasts of the snowpack higher, the runoff higher. But the reservoir capacity is the good news of the day, and so we should have an uneventful season as we finally thaw out here. Mike Swenson, Chief Engineer at the Missouri River Basin Water Management of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate you being our expert of the day on answering the listener's question. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right, we'll take a break when we come back to your calls, questions, and comments on whatever is on your mind. Don Rumsfeld sent quite the letter to the IRS yesterday, the former Secretary of Defense, 81 years old, and I'm going to share a bit of that letter and see if it's a letter that speaks for you when it pertains to your taxes. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe USA is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels. We take pride in everything we do to keep you on the move. Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
North
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Ebert, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $33,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $33,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Robin, before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We do that every Wednesday. He'll be here next hour. Want to get your questions or comments in? You can. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One more time, nice and slow. 701-258-0550. A toll-free number is 800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Michelle is traveling I-94 today. Next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us, Michelle.
Yes. I noticed you had the engineer with the core on, and he talked about the reservoir having some capacity this spring and with the high snow, but there was no talk about the precipitation. We haven't even had our spring rains, and that's such an unpredictable forecast. I'm wondering how the rains figure into everything, because that's what happened last time. We had the perfect storm, 9 inches of rain.
Yeah, what they figure in there. It's a good question, Chris. Maybe you can give Mike a ring back and just ask him that question so we can pass it on to Michelle. My guess in talking to these folks in the past is they factor in, you know, normal rainfall, right? So that's in other words, the snowpack is up. That means the runoff's up. But in that picture is, a range to say, well, if we have below normal rainfall, here's what it'll be. We have normal, it'll be here, and if we have above, it'll be there. I think the good news that we got out of him was that there's more than there usually is in the way of capacity in the reservoir to be able to handle whatever. So that's the,
right.
that's the good news. But, you know, as far as how they put it in, I don't know the answer to that. But
and
I
the timing. Yeah, the timing of our precipitation, you know, we really haven't even had any this spring yet. So if it all comes together, you know, we could get 9 inches. What happens again? That's extreme, but that's what happened last time, and it wasn't forecast. So
he gave us a bit of advice saying be vigilant, so I guess that's always a good idea, right? Doesn't seem to be too worried about it just in taking his temp. I'll try and get a specific answer for you, and then Michelle, pass it along, though, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Bob and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. Bob and Moorhead. Hey, considering the Minnesota bullying bill, I see the movie or the sitcom Fargo as being similar and almost chargeable under some of the provisions of the bullying bill.
Yeah, how about that, huh? By the way, for North Dakota listeners that aren't familiar with this bullying bill in Minnesota, it was a doozy. For one, it's one of these things like I liken it to the Affordable Care Act, which has been anything but, providing affordable care, right? Less people have insurance. Those that do, their premiums are going up, their deductibles are going up, and so it's poorly named. Well, the anti-bullying bill in Minnesota is the same thing because some of the things that are allowed in it are unbelievable, and it passed without a single Republican vote, as I recall. It was quite a battle, but the connection to the movie or the series rather of Fargo is that the bully gets it, I guess, right? In the series.
In the end, yes. But you know, a person could become offended because of some of the slurs, some of the language that's used against us, and could feel picked upon and therefore bullied. One further comment about this type of movie: we've got the Beverly Hillbillies. Now, would that not be stereotypical?
True. So I guess everybody's in this together?
I guess everybody's in it together.
Yeah.
Thick skin helps and a grain of salt. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Appreciate the call, Bob. Thanks. 800-228-0550. I promised I would share with you this letter Don Rumsfeld sent. Maybe I should save this for Congressman Kramer. And I'll read it and... because we normally fill that hour pretty closely with time, but I'll ask Kevin about it. So Don Rumsfeld, the former Secretary of Defense, pens a letter to the IRS, sends it out yesterday, sent a tweet about it, and it got out there. It says, Dear Sir or Madam, I've sent in our federal income tax and our gift tax returns for 2013. As in prior years, it is important for you to know that I have absolutely no idea whether our tax returns and our tax payments are accurate. Who sends a letter to that saying that to the IRS? Talk about making yourself a big fat target, right? He says, I say that despite the fact that I am a college graduate and I try hard to make sure our tax returns are accurate. Next paragraph. The tax code is so complex and the forms are so complicated that I know that I cannot have any confidence that I know what is being requested, and therefore I cannot and do not know, and I suspect a great many Americans cannot know whether or not their tax returns are accurate. As in past years, I've spent more money than I wanted to spend to hire an accounting firm to prepare our tax returns, and I believe they are well qualified. This note is to alert you folks that I know that I do not know whether or not my tax returns are accurate, which is a sad commentary on governance in our nation's capital. If you have questions, let me know. I will ask accountants to be in touch with you to try and provide any additional information you may think you need. I do hope at some point in my lifetime, and I'm now in my 80s, he writes, so there are not many years left, the U.S. government will simplify the U.S. tax code so that those citizens who sincerely want to pay what they should are able to do it right and know that they have done it right. I should add that my wife of 59 years, also a college graduate and a former North Dakota resident, I would add, has signed our joint return, but she also knows that she does not have any idea whether or not our tax payments are accurate. Sincerely, Donald Rumsfeld. Is that not an absolute classic?
Love it.
Unbelievable. John and Grand Forks, got 10 seconds for your comment on Rummy. What do you think?
Oh, well, my CPA told me this years ago. IRS doesn't care if you're accurate. They care if you're consistent.
Oh, my God. There's another indictment. Thanks, John.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're looking for an easy, clean, and safe way to haul more loads of grain every day, the Roltec electric system from AgriCover converts manual opening hopper bottoms and side-locking tarps into electric. It makes loading and unloading hassle-free. This completely integrated system uses the same wireless remote to control both hoppers and a roll tarp, keeping your driver out of the dust, rain, and harm's way. Schedule your install today by calling a dealer near you. Find a dealer online at RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.